There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a very interesting company. They're Boston-based. It's a company called Mechanic Advisor. And we're going to be joined by the CEO of that company. He's standing by right now as we speak. A little later on in this hour, he is the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, the Old Car Guys Media. Don Jones, kind of our in-house historian here, is going to do a little history lesson for us all on the Edsel. Go back a little bit in time to talk about the infamous Edsel. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. As I noted in a previous hour of the broadcast, the show has been on the air for more than 20 years in this very same time slot, and it's my honor to be with you each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, as well as all the folks joining us online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. I spent 99% of my life in greater Boston. In the last year, I moved down to Orlando, Florida, for some radio business. I probably will be moving back to Boston in the next couple of years or so, but I was in Boston last week, and we have a Boston-based gentleman joining us right now. He is the CEO of a Boston-based company called Mechanic Advisor, and the gentleman's name is Parker Swift. Parker, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me. And it's pretty chilly up here this time of year, so I would like Orlando over Boston at this point.
Yeah, I noticed when I was up last week, I mean, I really got lucky. It wasn't that cold. It was in the middle 30s, low 40s, but you notice it after being down here even for a short time, like myself, a little, almost a year or so. Definitely, this is paradise this time of the year. The summertime down here, however, can be a little bit extreme. So
I bet.
But it's certainly a great place, as is my hometown of Boston. How about yourself? Are you a Boston native, or are you from another part of the country?
I am from Massachusetts. I'm a native of Nantucket Island.
Great.
I've looked at Boston as the big brother.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about this company that you started. How many years ago did you start the Mechanic Advisor?
Yeah, so a little over 8 years ago. We started in 2006. A friend and I had actually graduated college and moved to Boston, and had tried to get our cars repaired in the Boston area, and we're just having trouble finding the right mechanic. And, you know, we saw the Internet as a really cool space, so we started MechanicAdvisor.com, which is a U.S. Online resource for any mechanic in the United States. So we have over 500,000 mechanics now within the website, and over the last 8 years have helped over 16 million people find
a
mechanic.
That is so cool. So what do folks do? They just log on and they're able to look up a potential mechanic that they're potentially going to be doing business with. How does it work, and does it cost anything?
Yeah, exactly. So you can just go to mechanicadvisor.com. It's completely free. You just plug in what type of car you own and what type of service that you have, and we populate all the repair shops that are in your area. Now, if you're traveling, you can certainly select a location, too. Like, if you're going down to Orlando and you need to find a mechanic down in that area, you can pop in a zip code or the city, and we'll give you all the mechanics in that area. And it's completely free to use. One thing that, you know, we've done a lot to do is make sure that we have the right mechanic for what you're looking for. So if you're looking for an engine repair, we try and only give you the guys that really specialize in engines for your specific car. or if you just want an oil change, we give you all the shops that do oil changes.
That's great. What a wonderful service. And this being smack dab in the middle of the holidays here, lots of folks are going to be hitting the highways and byways and visiting family and friends and perhaps being in unfamiliar territory. It always in the past has been a real hassle if you're in an unfamiliar place and something goes south with your vehicle and you need that type of repair on the road. But having a resource like this, Parker, is just brilliant.
No, thank you very much. And that's exactly why we created it. I had moved to Boston and just didn't have the network or the family mechanic in the area. And felt like, you know, there were other people that were having the same difficulty finding a mechanic.
That's great. Let's talk about what you've got coming up around the bend. I understand you've got some exciting news to tell all our listeners, including the fact that you're going to be launching a smartphone app. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we've helped a lot of people, and we also get great feedback from the people that use our site. And kind of a natural next step for us is we hear from our consumers that they would like a resource to know when they need to get their car repaired. So that includes, you know, what does the check engine light or what is the, you know, what are the regular service maintenances that they should provide to their car. And then talking to the mechanics who we work closely with as well, we hear from mechanics that oftentimes consumers ignore their repair needs. So they either just ignore the check engine light or they forget that they need an oil change. And because of this, they can cause serious harm to their vehicle. So we created a device that plugs into the car and gives data from the vehicle to a smartphone app. And then we've pulled in the manufacturer's information on maintenance data to tell you when and where you should get your car repaired and then what potential issues could exist within your vehicle.
So that's wonderful. So you're actually, you've got a device, an OBD, no doubt, 2 device that can measure your car's health and then communicate with your smartphone and the app and bring all this information together. It's always scary when that check engine light goes on in your vehicle. Sometimes it can be something very minor, like you have a loose gas cap. The vehicles these days are that sensitive, and other times it can be something much more serious. So this is a great idea that you have.
No, thank you very much. And, you know, to that point, it may be your check engine light originally comes on with a gas cap, you know, it's a minor issue, and you ignore it, and you drive around, and you don't have any problems. However, you still have your check engine light on, and another issue occurs, there isn't a second check engine light, right? So you can have multiple issues associated with that light, and we're just going to give you more information on what exactly does that light mean, what things are related to it, and then how can you get it fixed. Do you fix it yourself, or is there a mechanic in the area that specializes in the issue that you're having?
There's no doubt, Parker, that today's vehicles, 2014, 2015 vehicles, are very complex and have a lot of computing power. I know that the analogy has been used many times before, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, even today's smartphones have more computing power than what landed on the moon back in 1969. So you can only imagine what kind of computing power your vehicle has. And when you have all that electronics and different parts of the vehicle talking to each other and sometimes adjusting as you're driving along down the highway, lots can go wrong. Lots can go right, but also lots can go wrong.
Exactly. And we just want to make it easier for, you know, drivers to maintain their car. So, you know, save a little bit of money so that you don't go to the mechanic and have him say, wow, like if you came in 2 months ago, this would have been $50, but because it was ignored, it's, you know, $3,000. And then also to, you know, as a safety issue, to alert drivers immediately when there's something significant that's going wrong with the car.
So true. Parker, stay with us. We'll put it in neutral. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out when this device is going to be available. And to take any calls or emails, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Can't stop, and I can't stop. Gotta keep moving on.
from our family to yours. Have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Unlike a lot of radio programs you hear on the weekends, we are not pre-taped during the week. We are live all across North America. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out a Corvette trivia question. I'm going to make it a really easy one because I'd love to hear from all you folks listening on the News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, or anybody listening in the greater Detroit area on CKLW AM 800, the information station. What generation of Corvette are we up to right now? That's the way Corvettes are referred to. For example, I have a C5 Corvette, a fifth generation Corvette. What is the current generation of the Corvette introduced for model year 2014, bringing back the Stingray name? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Parker Swift is with us, CEO of the Boston-based company called Mechanic Advisor, and Parker grew up in Nantucket, Massachusetts. I grew up west of Boston in Needham, Massachusetts, and he and a friend from college launched a wonderful website. I just checked it out for the first time, Parker, mechanicadvisor.com. Very cool website, and he's been telling us about the smartphone app and this OB2 device that you can plug it in. All you do is plug it into your vehicle. You connect through Bluetooth, and you start monitoring your vehicle. Parker, when will this become available? I understand it's available for pre-order right now, but when are you targeting to get this out there?
Yeah, so early 2015, we have a bunch of devices that people are using now and getting a lot of great feedback. So we're just making our final tweaks and have our order in for our large manufacturing order in. And, so... likely mid-February to late February, we'll have all the orders that we have taken today will be shipped. And just to note, we are giving anyone that pre-orders or is an early adopter of the product a 40% discount on the device through our website.
Great. I love your tagline, drive more, worry less, and that's something definitely we all can relate to. And you've got a video up there that you can check out at mechanicadvisor.com. You got some great graphics here, taking a look at the smartphone with the Mechanic Advisor app built into it. I like what you've done here. Why don't you kind of verbally walk us around the interface on the smartphone that one would see if they have the mobile app installed?
Yeah, sure. So we wanted to make it very simple, easy to understand. So we used a lot of colors as indicators. So if it's green, it's good. If it's red, it's not good. And that just helps the driver understand, is my car healthy or is there a critical issue that I need to address immediately? We do also have orange, which is, there's an issue, but you don't need to address it necessarily at the moment. We also break it up into data coming directly from the OBD port and then our scheduled maintenance data. So, again, we get OEM data from the manufacturers to tell you when you should have an oil change, when you should have your tire service, when your brakes should be checked, and we'll give you indicators to tell you, hey, you have 100 miles before your next oil change, or actually, you're overdue on your oil change. You need to go get an oil change.
That's great. Real-time diagnostic check. Get alerts and explanations for over 20,000 vehicle codes, ranging from everything from low tire pressure to severe engine issues. Also, you can find a mechanic with this app and also ask a mechanic with this app. And as Parker has been telling us, you can also manage your maintenance. In today's busy lifestyle, it's quite difficult sometimes to be managing so many things in one's life, and this certainly is going to help on the automotive side of the offense. Is the OBD connector compatible with any particular year of vehicle? Does it start with one particular year, and of course, is it spread across the board to trucks and SUVs and anything with an OBD two port, or what kind of?
Yeah, so anything, any car manufactured since 1996 works, any gasoline car. So some electric cars, but most diesel cars don't work with our device currently. But we are working to expand the vehicles we have. But any car since 1996 that's manufactured in the United States that uses gasoline will work.
Excellent. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Got a Corvette trivia question out there. We got two people hanging on the line, and we're going to get those folks' names, and then we'll go to that. But I noticed you've got something on here, and not being the computer savvy guy like yourself, Parker, what exactly is a widget? You've got something here. Get the Mechanic Advisor widget. What is a widget?
Yeah, so we actually have 500,000 mechanics in the website. We also have a lot of mechanics that are advertising through our website, and what they'll do is on their website they'll put a little badge that will say, hey, find us on Mechanic Advisor, similar to like a Yelp or an Angie's List. It's just a reference to show that this mechanic is on mechanicadvisor.com, so they can grab their little widget, which is just a piece of code that you can post into your website, and it will show the Mechanic Advisor logo.
That's great. We, of course, encourage any questions as well. If you have a question for Parker, now's the time, 855-660-4261. And if the first caller here gets the Corvette question right, I have another Corvette question up my sleeve, so everybody don't hang up. Let's go to Evan, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Evan, thank you very much for calling into the broadcast. How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. So what generation of the Corvette are we up to here in 2014, 2015?
Well, I have no idea because I'm a Ford guy, but I'm going to say seventh generation.
You are 100% correct. Seventh generation it is. And being a Ford guy, what do you think of the news that they're going to be coming out with the Shelby GT350 Mustang, the most powerful, normally aspirated Mustang to date, more than 500 horsepower, come about mid-2015. That sounds pretty cool.
I like it, and I like what Ford's done with the kind of the retro body style, the front end of their Mustang.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hang on and give Matt, all your information, name, address, and also year, make, and model of your car, and we'll get you something cool out there. Let's go to Skip, joining us in Massachusetts. Skip, whereabouts in Massachusetts are you dialing in from?
I am dialing in from Newton, Massachusetts.
Well, how do you like that? Right next to Needham, where I grew up, I have aunts in Newton, Massachusetts. So
there you go. Great.
Thank you very much for calling in. So you have a question for Parker, or you want another Corvette question?
No, actually, I didn't know the Corvette one, so I have a quick question for Parker.
Sure.
Is the app available for Android phones and iOS?
It is, yep.
Okay, great. And also, I've got a 97 Saturn. I'm sorry, 2007 Saturn. It's not that old. And it's, the check engine light has been on forever, and I've been kind of ignoring it. What do you think it most likely is, and is that
right,
a bad idea?
Hold that thought, Skip, and Parker, stay right where you are. We'll address it on the other side of this break. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason,
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Still to come in this half hour, we are scheduled to be joined by Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Give us a little history lesson on the Edsel. We're chatting right now with a fascinating gentleman from Massachusetts, from my home state. And the gentleman's name is Parker Swift, CEO of Boston-based Mechanic Advisor, mechanicadvisor.com. On the line with us from Newton, Massachusetts is Skip. And before that bottom of the hour hard break, Skip was asking the question if the app was available for both Android as well as traditional Apple products. And Parker, you said affirmative on both sides?
It is, yep. So any Apple phone, 4S or above, and then just about any Android.
Wonderful.
Will work.
And then let's go back to Skip in Massachusetts online, too. And Skip, why don't you reiterate that question about that Saturn and the trouble codes that you're getting. Tell us a little bit about your individual situation one more time. Skip online, too. Can we punch that one up?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was muted. I have a Saturn and with a check engine light that's been intermittently on and off. I've been kind of ignoring it. Quite frankly, I've had a lot of cars that just sort of haven't paid attention to it. And I'm just curious as to what the most likely things it could potentially be. I mean, this is non-binding. It could be anything. But when this light comes on, what does it typically mean?
Sure.
What do you think, Parker?
Loose gas cap is a very, very common issue, as well as the O2 sensor, I think, has one of the most common. But definitely want to go see a mechanic. Again, when you ignore it, there could be multiple issues that occur, and something that might, you know, your car might seem like it's running fine, but the issue as it gets worse can cause, you know, serious harm to your car. We do have a guy in Newton, J&K Auto Services, John and Aaron are awesome guys. I'm sure they would look at it at no charge just to tell you what the issue is.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You. Thank you, Skip.
Absolutely. Actually, a quick question. I can pre-order you the device on your site now. Is that right?
You can. Yep. It's $44.95. Well, we're giving a 40% discount for this month.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much for dialing us up, and I really enjoyed chatting with you, Parker, and really admire what you're doing with this company. You've got a really cool website, Mechanic Advisor. Let me ask you one more question, and that is, for those folks on the other side of the fence, if you're a mechanic out there and would like to be listed in Mechanic Advisor, is there a way for that shop owner or a business owner to get in touch with you, or how does that exactly work?
Absolutely. So if you go to mechanicadvisor.com, you'll see up in the top hand right corner, we have a whole section dedicated to shop owners. Our site wouldn't work without shop owners, so we're constantly working closely with mechanics and shop owners to provide a good experience for them as well as for the consumer. Our objective with the device is not to make people into mechanics, it's just to get them more detail and address issues earlier so that they can go and see a mechanic and prevent serious damage to their car. But any shop owner that wants to have his business listing, or if his business is already listed and he would like to claim it and add additional details, it can all be done through that shop owner section of our website.
Wonderful. And you also have a section on your website called Write a Review. Can somebody go on and write a review of a particular shop? How does that work?
So, a big part of our website is getting feedback from, people that have visited repair shops. So if you have a mechanic that you go to and you want to write about your experience, you can go to the right review section, find the mechanic or mechanic shop, and submit a review. Now, all reviews that are submitted, we do go through a process to ensure that they're authentic and that they are addressing services genuine.
Great. Parker Swift, CEO of Mechanic Advisor, thank you for joining us here on Auto World. We look forward to getting you back in 2015. In the meantime, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and continued success with Mechanic Advisor.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate it. Enjoy Orlando and the great weather, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you so much, Parker. We'll talk with you definitely down the line again. We move from Parker to Don Jones, the CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com. Don, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Today we're going to shine a spotlight on a vehicle which has a little bit of a checkered history, so to speak, the Edsel. It was an automobile brand, basically, that was planned, developed, and manufactured by the Ford Motor Company for a relatively short amount of time, from 1958 through the 1960 model years. Now, Phil Skinner, who is on the broadcast quite often, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, collects Edsels, but he's in the minority here. This vehicle was not a big hit, but let's go back to the reason why Ford decided to launch this Edsel brand. What was the reasoning behind that, Don?
Well, before I do that, let me say this, because I know we've got a lot of young listeners out there that probably never heard of the Edsel. So I encourage them to turn the radio up, scoot a little bit closer to the radio so you can hear what we're going to talk about. So when you go to Grandma and Grandpa's house for Christmas, you can ask them about the Edsel as well as I hear it here. But the idea Ford came up with in the mid-50s was that they were looking at their brands, particularly the Lincoln, and they kind of felt that the Lincoln really wasn't competing against the Cadillac, but more against the Oldsmobile and Buick. So they wanted to kind of push the Lincoln and the Continental up a couple notches and follow through with the Mercury. And then they have this new brand, what they started out calling it, the E-car, the experimental car. That was going to be kind of a filler car in there. And I think that as we go on, we'll kind of talk about how that actually came back to haunt them. But it was a brand new concept. They did a lot of marketing research. They had the best minds of the day and the best companies working on this. And they had a pretty good idea, but something just kind of went wrong by the time they got the car on the market.
Yeah, it's an interesting history, to say the least. And, again, going back in time for our younger listeners, Ford, of course, family-owned company, privately-owned company, up until the early 50s when it became a publicly traded corporation, not entirely owned by members of the Ford family. And as a matter of fact, when the vehicle was eventually decided to be called Edsel, there were some objections within the Ford family.
Right. You know, the son of Edsel Ford was actually the youngest son of Henry Ford, and became the president of Ford Motor Company after Henry stepped down. And he passed away at a fairly early age. I think he was around 49 when he passed. And his son didn't particularly want to see his father's name rolling around on a hubcap. And there were literally thousands of names that were suggested for the car, but somehow or other they decided to call it the Edsel in honor of Mr. Ford.
Interesting story.
Yeah. It started out with about 1,187 dealers, which really enthused Ford because it brought them up to around 10,000, which put them on parity with Chrysler. And I keep in mind, too, that General Motors at this time had about 16,000 dealers, but it certainly boosted the number of folks out there that were going to be selling this new brand. Unfortunately, by the middle of the first year of selling it, it became apparent that it wasn't going to reach the $100,000 sales goal in the original year. The year of introduction only sold about 70,000 cars.
Wow. When we come back, we'll talk about the launch of the Edsel. They actually had E-Day, September 4th, 1957. Very interesting story there. We got lots to tell you about the Edsel. We may have to do this in several appearances by Don. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Lodge.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at InvestYourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
When you get a chance, log on to theoldcarguys.com. That's the site that the gentleman joining us right now, Don Jones, is the CEO of. Lots of cool stuff there, and Don is giving us a little history lesson on the Edsel. The Edsel kind of became synonymous because of its failure. As being a popular symbol for failure. But let's go back to sunnier times. September 4th, 1957 was officially E-Day, and they really rolled out the Edsel, and I was surprised to read this. I didn't realize that they had such a big publicity rollout of the Edsel.
They did it all that summer, the summer of 57. I remember this. I was about 9 years old and significantly impressed for a nine-year-old. I was kind of wondering why my father didn't share the same excitement that I did. But then again, being an adult, I kind of figured right now it took a lot to get dad excited. Usually me flunking, first grade or something. But anyway, the Edsel was introduced on what they call E-Day, September 4, 1957. They spent millions of dollars that summer promoting it, and no one knew what it looked like. It was shipped under wraps, under covers. It was in a showroom, either in a paper or under different drapes. So no one really knew what this thing looked like. So they introduced it on September 4th, and a week or so later, actually about a month later, on October 13th, they did the Edsel show, which was a two-hour special, which I believe it actually bumped the Ed Sullivan show, which was like the number one show on Sunday nights at that time.
Wow.
And it had millions of people dialing in to look at it and hear about it. They had Frank Sinatra, I think Bing Crosby, and some of the big names of the day to introduce it and to talk about it and to entertain folks on that particular show. And then it kind of let the air out of the balloon. It just wasn't this remarkable, all-new concept car that they were claiming it was. And the media kind of picked up on it and kind of helped let the air out of the balloon that much quicker. But just the public really wasn't that enthused about it after that.
Interesting. The Edsel, however, giving a fair share to the Edsel, it did pack a number of innovative features. Tell our listeners across North America and around the world about some of these innovative features that were offered in the Edsel.
Right. in a lot of ways, it was a very, very cool car, particularly that first year. It had a rolling dome type of speedometer. Instead of like now where you have a needle that moves left or right or across the face of the speedometer, this one, the needle was pretty much in the one place, and the speed would rotate to the particular needle. They also used the warning lights, and warning lights back in those days were fairly new. And they used a warning lights if your oil level was low or your parking brake was on, for the overheat, the overheating of the engine. So those were fairly new, and usually in the more higher priced cars as a option in those days. And then they decided to take the shifting mechanism for the transmission, put it in the middle of the steering wheel. So that was an innovation, and that's about the only car I can think of where they ever attempted to do that. Ford claimed, or Edsel claimed, they have self-adjusting brakes, even though it was kind of exciting in the market. But Studebaker did kind of pioneer that about 10 years earlier than the Edsel, but that was a selling point for them. They've also had seat belts, which were an option on most cars at that time. And in a lot of cars, they kind of looked at seat belts as being not a safety device, but a racing device that you would put in the car. So a lot of insurance companies were actually kind of frowning on seat belts back in those days. It had childproof rear door locks, and it could be opened with a key. So it was kind of a cool car. Had a dashboard and some really cool looking interiors. And the first 2 years, they even used their own separate engines instead of the 252. They had a 261 instead of the 390, which I think was available that year in the Lincoln. Actually, the 390 was introduced to Ford a couple years later, but they used a 410 engine. That 410, I think, was available also in the more expensive Mercuries. So you had these extra horsepower engines. They referred to them as E400 and E475, which were really cool for us guys that used to like to go fast back in those days.
Sure. The first year, 63,130 Edsels were sold in the U.S. An additional 4,935 units were sold in Canada. They didn't hit that 100,000 unit mark, but still, nevertheless, this was significant. The second largest launch for any new car brand to date back in the 50s, exceeded only by Plymouth's introduction in 1928. So the first year, things weren't that sour. I mean, they didn't get off to the great grand start that they had hoped, but nevertheless, they did pretty good. But then, as year number two kicked in, folks stayed away from the dealerships, and things did not roll.
Yeah, a couple of things that kind of killed them, starting with that first year, was there was a recession in 1958. They also released this car about 4 to 6 weeks before the next year cars would have been released. So they were fighting against the specials that the Ford and Mercury folks were doing, folks being at dealerships, were doing to clear the lots off. So they were up against the discounted other Ford products. So that had to cut into the sales. And then it was kind of hard to figure out exactly what this thing was supposed to be. Was it supposed to be a high-priced Ford or a low-priced Mercury? So the cost between higher Fords and lower Edsels weren't that much, and it was pretty much the same thing. There were some Mercury selling for less priced than the upper priced Edsels. So there was that confusion as well.
Absolutely, and the numbers really dipped when, for the 59 model year, Edsel fielded only two series, the Ford-based Ranger and Corsair. The larger-based Edsels were discontinued in the 59 model year. 44,000 Edsels were sold in the U.S., an additional 2,505 sold in Canada. And for 1960, boy, things really took a dive. Edsel's last year of production, only 2,846 vehicles were produced, and the cars shared engines and transmission. So talk about from that grand start in 1957 to the end of the line in 1960, a very short span of time when you stop and think about it. This vehicle really went from one extreme to the other. One of the things that when you think about the Edsel, for those of us who have seen them in person, the grill treatment was always controversial. I know that there were a lot of jokes that the front end, some people said, looked like it was sucking a lemon. There were a lot of jokes about the styling of that front end treatment. Touch on that a little bit, Don.
Right. The first 2 years, it had an oval-shaped center-mounted grill. It kind of looked like cars out of the late 1930s. The one quote was, it looked like an Oldsmobile sucking a lemon. and it just was an odd look. By 60, they got rid of it. And it was kind of hard to tell the 1960 Edsel Ranger from a Mercury or an upper-line Ford. It had more chrome on it, but at first glance, it looks pretty much the same. So on November 19, 1959, they announced that was the end of the line, and they only produced 2,846 cars that year. And obviously, that's the year that brings the most for people that have got one in good shape.
And today, certainly, there aren't that many Edsels out there. I understand there are fewer than 10,000 Edsels survived all this time now in 2014, and they're considered some pretty valuable collector items. I can't believe that fewer than 10,000 Edsels survived.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that number myself, and right now, you know, the old car guys is basically the largest place to go to find salvage car parts. We're at 22,000 cars sitting in salvage yards that I know about, and I know that there's at least 50 Edsels in at 15 different locations that I can think of. So I may have a hard time putting my hands on a 1960 convertible, but I can find an E engine tomorrow.
Very good. Don, this is a fascinating story, and I think we will continue it on another edition of Auto World. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a happy and healthy 2015 to you and your family.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.